welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so thrilled for the privilege of being able to share God's Word with you and to just encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Before we begin sharing what God has placed on my heart, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, I do thank you for this time that we are able to share together, your people, Lord, hundreds of miles apart, Lord, even around the world, because these broadcasts are available through the internet. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, as we turn our eyes upon you, as we focus and put our spiritual focus on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, that you're going to accomplish your good purposes in our lives. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that we're going to walk ever closer to you. Lord, those that are being burdened now with many distractions and disturbances and oppression and work of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name, I come against the works of darkness. And Lord, I thank you for the full armor of God about your beloved. I thank you, Lord, you've given us that everything that pertains to life and godliness. You've given us, Lord, weapons of warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so I thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us unequipped, but with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we can conquer, we can prevail, we can always triumph in Christ Jesus. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so, Lord, I thank you. We are more than conquerors. We are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I'm thanking you right now for divine strength and the power of God and the anointing of God right now to flow into your beloved, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, that they shall experience your presence. Faith and hope will stir in their heart, that they will feel your presence and your love, and they will rejoice knowing, Lord, that they are kept and watched over and protected and made secure by a loving Heavenly Father who never will leave us or forsake us and who will be with us until that day that we stand before Him. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, we are living in dark times, are we not? You need to be prayed up to listen to the news. There is so much going on in this nation, around the world, and as times grow darker, I believe the finest hour of the church is yet ahead, that there will be a glorious manifestation of the sons of God. In these end days that we're living in, they're critical, they're desperate times, just as the Word declares they would be. But beloved, no one can take our joy from us. As Brother Glass used to say, we know how the book ends, beloved. And so I have been feeling such a responsibility to pray for Christians in this nation, to pray as never before, knowing that if we will obey 2 Chronicles 7:14, God will not turn a deaf ear to us. And that is, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And I believe also our spiritual family will become more and more important in days ahead, not only your local church family, but also the corporate body of Christ. I know many listen to this broadcast. They don't really have a good church home. This goes into remote areas where are small towns where there's not a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church. Thank God for the media we have today, radio and television, that will bring the Word of the Lord to God's people. And we're going to need one another and the encouragement of one another more and more as the times grow darker. And You know, I was just, before I came on the broadcast, I was reading something published in 2009 in the Christian Science Monitor, and I'm going to quote, "We are on the verge within 10 years, remember this was written in 2009, of a major collapse of evangelical Christianity. This breakdown will follow the deterioration of the mainline Protestant churches and will fundamentally alter the religious and cultural environment of the West. This collapse will herald the arrival of the anti-Christian chapter of the post-Christian West. Intolerance of Christianity will rise to levels many of us have not believed possible in our lifetimes, and public policy will become hostile toward evangelical Christianity, seeing it as an opponent of the common good. Thousands of ministries will end. Christian media will be reduced, if not eliminated. Many Christian schools will go into rapid decline." That's the end of the quote that I'll share. This editorial continues to describe that current contemporary movements like the emerging purpose-driven church have left the younger generation in total ignorance of Scripture, in ignorance of theology and spiritual discipline, totally unprepared for the defense of the faith that will be required. Beloved, what can we do? All we can do is pray and witness and get out the good news before the night comes in which no man can work. And beloved, that's what God wants us to do. He has a remnant. He's always had a remnant. And, you know, I believe as God's people, we should be modern-day children of Issachar who have an understanding of the times. There was a reference in 1 Chronicles 12:32 of the children of Issachar, that they discerned and understood the times in which they lived. And as a child of the Most High, beloved, Holy Ghost discernment is critical for us in this hour. The Bible speaks of a time coming in 2 Timothy 4:8 of those who will not endure sound doctrine. And, you know, there may be, unfortunately, even prominent leaders that are taking questionable stands in order to be appealing to the world. But I believe, beloved, if you really love God, that you would join me in being convicted for an even deeper consecration and a deeper separation to the Lord. We all can be comforted with the inerrancy of God's holy word. The Bible is true, and all that's prophesied will come to pass. As the prophet Isaiah declared, "When darkness covers the face of the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you." Isaiah 60:2. Praise God. It says in Revelation 18:4 that we should come out of the world system, Mystery Babylon, that we would not be partakers of her sins and that we would not receive of her plagues. So God's Spirit, through the Word of God, is giving wise counsel to all who have ears to hear. I just sense the presence of the Lord, and I'm just going to give this prophetic word as he would lead. Beloved, the Father has commissioned garrison of angels to encamp around my saints. Fear not the evil times that are in the earth, but lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. For those whose hearts are wholly the Lord's, they shall not be afraid of deception nor error, for I will guide in the pathway of truth and righteousness. All those who have clean hands and a pure heart shall see their God and not be turned aside. I will keep you safe and preserve you for my kingdom, and you shall be as a light set on a hill, and the darkness shall not be able to overcome you, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, as I was sharing what Scripture to break bread with you, if you will, I was drawn to Philippians, the second chapter. And that's a marvelous chapter. In verse 4, I'll start reading that. It says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." And then it goes on to say, "He made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, and then God has highly exalted him, given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, this is what I want to share with you. Verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." He's basically encouraging believers to be like Christ. This section of Paul's letter begins with Paul urging the Philippians to obedience, that the mind of Christ should be in them. That was Philippians 2:5. And then he reminds them of their past obedience, which is in itself a trait of the mind of Christ, as well as encouraging them and seeking their continued obedience. And what I'd like to do, the broadcast is, my time is getting away, so we'll just begin it now and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast, about what it means to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. To work out, that verb indicates achievement, or to carry out to completion something that's begun. And beloved, that's our job, our function as a fellow worker with God. We have to begin with our own soul. Thank God for Philippians 1:6, which says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." God is the beginner and perfecter of every good work, the author and finisher of our faith. But, beloved, our cooperation is secondary and important. Well, we're going to look at this much more closely on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us. If you ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can have listen at your convenience to any that are archived for several years now. Thank you so much for joining me. The announcer's going to give you our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, if you're a relatively new listener, please obey him. He has a reason for doing that. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,